Do you suffer chronic pain but don't know where to turn for help? Interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management physicians specializing in non-surgical management of chronic pain. Whether you suffer neck pain, back pain, neuropathy, or arthritis pains, there is help out there. New patients are being accepted in Mountain Home and Harrison locations today. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional pain management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
Tonight, I made a Butterball Turkitarian favorite. Bruce is going to flip.
Honey, dinner's ready.
Whoa, I'm coming. Are we having Butterball smoked sausage?
Ah, love that smokiness. Oh, maybe it's those delicious turkey burgers.
Whoa. I'm okay. Wait, is that Butterball turkey bacon I smell?
Oh my, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Is it turkey burgers?
Yes.
Is it turkey bacon?
Uh-huh.
Wendy, which is it?
Both.
Yes!
Butterball, the choice of Turkitarians.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
7-0 our scores. Harrison with the lead over Mountain Home at the break. We'll talk about the first half coming up here in just a little bit. First off, we are joined at halftime by Dylan Connolly, the head coach for the Mountain Home Twin Lakers, the semi-pro basketball team here in Mountain Home. And get your season started already, haven't you?
Yeah, good to be here.
And already some excitement.
Yeah, no kidding.
First off, we'll talk about that excitement here in just a little bit. Let's talk about the team. Of course, most folks know Marcus Brith, a former Razorback, mm-hmm. who's, of course, played against the Bombers at Forest City, is one of your players. You got a great roster.
Yeah, we, last year we believe we only won three games. We retooled. You know, I went, started talking to some guys. You know, some guys came to me and said, hey, can I come play for you? And then, you know, went through a review process. I got guys with, out of the 11 guys on my roster, well, it's going to be 12. We just picked someone up this morning. Of those 12, 9 of them played at least some form of college basketball. Huh. So it's a good mix of players. You know, it's got good basketball IQ. You know, guys that you could throw the ball at and say, here, go do something with it. You know, it's a lot better brand of basketball than last year. You know, offense hasn't been a problem. It's the other end of the ball, but we're going to figure it out eventually.
Let's talk about your games. What have you done so far?
We played a benefit game against the Arkansas Lightning, a team out of Flippin. I can't remember the score off the top of my head. I know we beat them 28. You know, they're a pretty decent little
like
ball club.
100.
We were in the 150s.
That's what I thought.
We were in the 150s in that one. It's, it's NBA rules, 48-minute not quarters, 48-minute game, 12-minute uh-huh. quarters. Then we went on the road to Greenville, Mississippi. You're not aware how far away that is. That's down toward West Helena. First thing we saw crossing the bridge there was a casino, so you knew you were Mississippi. We got out to a pretty decent lead, and we ended up blowing the lead and then, of course, losing on a buzzer beater. You know, heartbreaking loss. And, you know, you're going to have games like that.
Sure.
I mean, I saw them firsthand with the Bombers last year. I've seen them in every form of basketball. So, I mean, you're going to have games like that. It's
right.
It just stinks when it happens to you.
Right, it's tough. So you got two games so far?
Yeah, two games. And we were supposed to have one last week against the Delta Storm, and they kept calling saying, okay, we're on the way, and they just ended up never showing up. We got one tomorrow against the new number one team in the league, the Southwest Flight. They're a pretty good ball club. They're a team that drubbed us 186 to 100.
Wow, last year?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
They're out of around Like the Hot Springs area. They got some people down in Warren, Little Rock, that area. So it's just, yeah, we're playing down at in Little Rock. So it's, they still got to drive too, but, you know, it's more of a road game for us. Of course, I got guys driving 5 hours tonight just so they can ride another 3 hours down to Little Rock. And then, of course, you know, Marcus and them live around Forest City in the Searcy area, so they got to make that drive too.
Right. So you got, what do you have, another home game?
We got one in 3 weeks. Okay. Well, actually 2 weeks from tomorrow. We play the Arkansas Elite. They have they got some talent on their own too. They're, I believe they're top five in the league right now. They got a former D-League player. I can't remember the name off the top of his head, but I do remember seeing him play for a big college. So, I mean, they're good talent in this league. It's not just us. I mean, we were ranked preseason number 6, and I was thinking to myself, holy cow, if there's 5 teams better than us, there's, whew.
Uh-huh. What, now, how long does your season run?
It runs through, if we're lucky, through February. The playoffs start in January. Okay. Our last game in the regular season's the 30th of December, and then the playoffs start about a week or two after that, depending on where we're seated.
Gotcha. A lot of good basketball. It's fun to watch. Tell folks where they can find it. I know you got a website.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Of course, they can add me on Facebook for more information. You know, Dylan Conley follows Mountain Home Twin Lakers on Facebook if they want more information, any updates. You know, stay up to date with us. Anything they can think of.
All right. Well, good luck on the rest of the season. It's fun basketball. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's always good to start basketball season a little early.
It is. Mm-hmm. All right, Dylan, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming up.
No problem.
Dylan Conley, head coach of the Twin Lakers. We'll take a break. Tobias Pugsley is up here, too. We're going to talk about the big tailgate party they had tonight, the Pink Out Party, and talk about that here in just a little bit. We're at halftime, 7-0 our score. It's Harrison with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed-in bed liner and high-quality audio for your ride. It's Bomber football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. With amp and sub packages starting at $239, and they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers, too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
When Sean was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a rare blood cancer, he didn't have to travel the globe to find world-class care. He found it at UAMS, the state's only comprehensive treatment and research center and the recognized leader in myeloma and cancer care. After a clinical trial, 2 stem cell transplants, and chemotherapy, Sean has been in remission for years.
I beat the odds with breakthroughs pioneered by UAMS.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
7-0. It's Harrison with the lead over Mountain Home at the break. We are joined now at halftime by Tobias Pugsley, the marketing director at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And boy, the Pink for Pipes party, the Pink Out party before the game tonight. My gosh, a lot of folks. That's a great turnout.
That was a great turnout. We couldn't have asked for better, I'm be honest with you. I mean, there were so many things going on. And, you know, I think everybody out came out and had a really good time supporting the Pites Cancer Support House. We had a band going. We had a 50-50 drawing, face painting, all kinds of stuff going on. And I don't have official numbers for you yet.
Okay.
But we're guessing between $7,500 and $10,000 is what we've raised just on this one night.
That is awesome.
It's incredible. You know, that money goes a long way to help Pites and the things they offer the community. You know, they have educational materials, scarves, hats. Blankets for people suffering from cancer, and you know, that money's going to go towards helping the people in our community that need it. You know, that's something right. that when you—that's the worst diagnosis you can ever get.
Right.
And you know, it'll change a family, and types of things that cancer the Pites offers is just—it really makes a difference. And you know, we hear story after story of people coming in and telling about, you know, how Pites helped them, you know, along their journey, and you know, now they're in remission and life's back to normal, and they just give Pites a lot of the praise for that, and we appreciate it. You know, it's something that's really rewarding, and I know that we couldn't do it without the support of our community and all the people that, you know, gave tonight and participated in the events, and I just appreciate everybody coming out, and I hope everybody had a good time, and we'll try to figure out a way next year to top it.
Well, it was awesome. A lot of folks enjoyed it. Unfortunately, nobody won the truck tonight.
Yeah, Josh shanked it over there on the left a little bit.
Josh Lowe, one of the basketball coaches at Mountain Home, had his ticket drawn and had to try to kick that field goal, and it didn't work too well. But
yeah, he tried his hardest, and we just appreciate it. There was a great response for that, and just everything tonight. I mean, we really couldn't have been more pleased with the turnout. And I'll be interested to see what the final attendance was on tonight, but I want to say we probably did break that record that we were shooting for.
Yep.
So
it's been great.
Yeah, and now we got a great football game. I mean, what a great first half.
Man, what a battle so far.
I'm telling you, they've been at it, and it's been incredible. I've really been proud of the Bombers so far, and I'm excited to see what the second half has in store.
Hopefully it's a W.
That's right.
Tobias, we appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Right. Thanks, KTLO, for everything for y'all do. We really appreciate it, and y'all have been a great partner of the hospital and Pites, and we just really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate it.
All right.
Tobias Pugsley, Marketing Director at BRMC. Halftime, 7-0, Harrison with the lead. A lot of interesting scores around the state tonight. Matt has our studio report coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
And we welcome you back to the Acumen Audio a halftime show here on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellow Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as, again, Mountain Home trails Harrison by a score of 7-0 at the break. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, again, one game already played last night over at Centennial Bank Stadium on the campus of Arkansas State University. It was Jonesboro, who's ranked 9th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, defeating Batesville, who's ranked 3rd in Class 5A. The Hurricane defeated the Pioneers 46-21. Also tonight, Searcy playing against Valley View over at Jonesboro. I have yet to see a score on that one. In the second quarter, Jacksonville leads Mills by a score of 19-0. That game being played in Little Rock. Also tonight, Little Rock Hall playing at J.A. Fair, so they didn't have to go too far. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Pine Bluff, who's ranked 3rd in Class 6A, is leading Cabot at halftime, 12-6. Marion is tied with the second-ranked team in Class 5A win at 6 apiece. That is at halftime as well. And West Memphis is, I believe, losing to Forest City right now, 6-0. That was the last update we had from the first quarter. On the local level, Yellow Summit is at home against Paris tonight. Haven't seen the score on that one as of yet. Last score we saw, first quarter, Salem was up on Mountain View 7-6. Haven't seen a score on the game between Melbourne and Corning or the game between Marshall and Hector. Also tonight on the local level, West Plains is at home against Springfield Glendale. Hollister is at Logan Rogersville. Forsyth is at Lockwood. Branson is hosting Carthage, and Ava is at Mountain Grove. In the Arkansas Associated Press Top 10 games that I have not yet mentioned, number 1 Harbor is leading Fort Smith Southside 35-6 in the second quarter. Fayetteville, who is tied for second, is up on Blue Springs, Missouri, 13-9 in the second quarter. Number 4 North Little Rock is leading Maumelle in that game at 28-14 in the second quarter. Number 5 Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is up on 10th-ranked Fort Smith Northside by a count of 34-0. That is at halftime. Number 6, Bentonville, is losing to Kansas City Rockhurst in the second quarter, 14-0. Also, number 7, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is up on Sand Springs Page, Oklahoma, 38-7 in the second quarter. Number 8, Bentonville West, is leading Pryor, Oklahoma, 21-6 in the second quarter. And there is one game that's going to be played tomorrow. It is the Salt Bowl, as Bryant, who is tied with Fayetteville for that second spot, against Benton, who is ranked 5th in Class 6A. That will be at War Memorial Stadium tomorrow in Little Rock. In the Class 6A top five games that we have not yet mentioned, there's only one that we haven't mentioned, and it is number 4, El Dorado, playing at Camden Fairview tonight. I have not seen a score on that one as of yet. In the Class 5A top five, the only games we haven't mentioned were already finals from earlier this week. Number four Alma defeated Van Buren 21-14 on Tuesday. And also number 5 Little Rock Christian defeated the top ranked team in Class 4A Warren 43-28. That game was played Tuesday at War Memorial Stadium. The Class 4A top five games that we haven't mentioned, three finals from already. Number 3 P Ridge defeated Hamburg 50-30 Monday night at UCA, but they're struggling tonight. P Ridge is trailing Boonville 19-14 at halftime right now. Also earlier this week was number 4 Joe T. Robinson over Hot Springs Lakeside 40-21. That game was played at War Memorial on Monday. And number 5 Prairie Grove was a 36-13 win over Farmington Tuesday night. As far as tonight's games are concerned, number 2 Nashville is at home against Hope, and see if we got a score on that. We have not seen a score on that one as of yet. And a number and of Stuttgart, who's actually tied with Prairie Grove for that number five spot, is at home tonight against Arkadelphia. And right now is the Badgers over the Ricebirds, 13-0 at the break. In the Class 3A top 5, two finals from already from earlier this week. Number 1 Prescott defeated Hampton 30-6 Tuesday night at SAU, and number 2 Charleston was a 29-23 winner over Dardanelle. That game was also played on Tuesday. Number 3 Junction City is tied with Bearden at 6 apiece. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. Number 4 Harding Academy is losing to Highland 7-0 in the second quarter. That would be a big win for the Rebels if they're able to beat the Wildcats tonight down at Searcy. And number 5 Rivercrest is leading Paragould 21-0 in the second quarter. Class 2A top 5, two finals from earlier this week. Number 3 Camden Harmony Grove lost to Smackover 14-6 Tuesday night at Southern Arkansas University down in Magnolia. And number 4 Danville was a 35-12 loser to Conway Christian Monday night at UCA. As far as tonight is concerned, number 1 Mount Ida is leading Magazine 34-0 at halftime. Number 2 Ryzen is playing at Fordyce this evening. No score on that one as of yet that we've heard. And number 5 Desark is trailing Bald Knob 6-0 in the first quarter. And that's a look at what else is going on. We'll take another break, get you back to Brad and Bob at the stadium as Mountain Home trails Harrison 7-0 at halftime. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Now back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's 7-0 our score. The Goblins of Harrison with the lead over Mountain Home at halftime. Harrison's lone score on a 4-yard touchdown pass from Noah Dittmanson to Colton Shaver. Came on a 4th-and-4 play. It's 4th-and-goal, actually, at the 4. They were able to stick it in and get the touchdown. Bob, let's talk about the first half. Just overall, your thoughts.
First half, I was pretty pleased with it. We actually moved the ball.
you know, with the exception of one play we gave up on third and 10, a long pass play, we played well defensively. You know, I was pretty pleased on both sides of the football. I think it's you know, we're going to have a better second half offensively once we get some adjustments figured out and come back and find out what works and what doesn't work.
Although defensively, Mount Home played pretty well. Like you said, there was a 32-yard pass play on a third down. Other than that, I thought they played very well.
Well, you know, the first series Harrison had, they they had some decent plays, but that's to be expected. Anytime you, in an opening game, when you're not sure what the other team is going to do, you give up some plays like that until you adjust to it. And once again, I keep talking about the speed of the game. You know, you can simulate things in practice, but you can't simulate the speed that other people do it at.
Right.
So it's always an adjustment every week. You know, we go to Nettleton next week, it'll be an adjustment to, we'll see some more athletic players and maybe not as well coached as, but they'll be more athletic. So you have to adjust every week to the speed of the game.
Offensively, what your thoughts specifically from Mountain Home?
Offensively, you know, we've got to do something to get them off the line of scrimmage a little bit. We had a little bit of success with Junior pounding in the middle and Isaac taking it on the quarterback. But, you know, we've got to get it to the corner. We're going to have to run a little misdirection. And, you know, we tried to throw it once. You know, we've got to make them defend the whole field
right.
At some point in time. You know, if you narrow it down and they just have to defend and – there, you know, midway through the second quarter, they had 8, 9, 10 men within five yards of the line of scrimmage,
right.
You know. So they weren't really worried about the pass. You know, we've got to make them defend that. And, you know, you do that two ways. You saw we started getting bigger line splits.
Right.
That helped create automatic seams, and it's tougher to play the fullback when you do that. But it makes it harder for the quarterback to get to the edge because it's farther away. So, you know, it's just whatever – you think is going to do it. And Coach Max will do a good job of figuring that out.
We'll take a break. Come back in the second half. Kicked off. 7-0. Harrison the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.